This is HPR episode 1857 entitled, Adventures in Coffee. It is hosted by Curtis Adkins, C-Prompt, and is about 19 minutes long. The summary is, C-Prompt talks about his adventures in coffee making, and how he finally realized that the French breeze.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at AnHonestHost.com.
Hey everyone, this is C-Prompt North Carolina for Hacker Public Radio. I wanted to pop on and do a real quick show. We were running really low on some shows, so I'm going to do an impromptu show. So, very little show notes and unscripted 100%. What I'm going to talk about is my adventures in coffee. Now, I want to preface this with saying that I am not a coffee snob. But I do like a good cup of coffee. I can appreciate it. In the past, I've always used a normal drip coffee pot. I used to get the ones that had a timer, so I could set it to come on at a certain time. So when I first get up in the morning, my coffee's already brewed and I'm ready to go. But those coffee pots were starting to get a little expensive. I got some cheap ones. I spent maybe, $50 on, which isn't really cheap, but it's cheap enough, I guess. And those didn't last. They didn't last, 6 months for whatever reason. And then for a holiday gift, maybe Christmas or birthday or some type of gift, I think, my mother-in-law purchased a Cuisinart for my wife and I, and it was a really nice one. It had a really nice tempered glass pot, and had all the bells and whistles. You could set multiple timers. It had a nice display. It was mostly plastic, but it had some kind of chrome on it, I guess. But I had that for maybe a year, and it would brew coffee, but it wasn't hot. So the burner just went out. Well, I looked online and tried to find if I could just replace the burner. I'm not opposed to replacing a piece of an equipment if it's broke, as opposed to just tossing it and buying something new, if I can. Well, I could not find anything for this coffee pot, for any coffee pot. By Cuisinart. I mean, it was just, they were non-existent. Or they were real sketchy websites. So I put it off to the side. I think I still got it, actually. It might be up in the attic or in a closet somewhere, because I'm a pack rat, so I don't really throw anything away. So I put it off to the side, and I got another one. It was a Mr. Coffee pot, I think. And it was the same kind of scenario. It had the nice glass coffee pot. It had a timer, so I could set it to come on, and my coffee's already brewed by the time I get up in the morning. But it did almost the same thing, except for this one. Instead of it not getting hot, it got hot, but it didn't brew the coffee. So I woke up in the morning one morning, and I had a really hot coffee pot and no coffee. So I put that one off to the side, and again, I think it's still up in the attic or in a closet somewhere as well. So I got really tired of spending all this money on these coffee pots, and I was at a department store one afternoon, and I saw a French press. And I was like, you know, this thing is $10. Why am I not using this instead? It's a little bit more work, and it's not going to be done by the time I get up in the morning, but I think I can work it out. Well, a lot of trial and error. I had to learn how to actually use a French press. Sounds stupid because it's such a simple piece of equipment, but you know what? You don't simply just throw some coffee grounds in there and let her fly. You get a really nasty cup of coffee. It is very bitter. It's not a very good cup of coffee, and coffee is expensive. So you don't want to really waste it. So here's what I've came up with. I've got a French press, and I get some pretty decent coffee. I don't go all out, but I do get some pretty decent coffee. Well, I guess it is kind of going all out. I don't really get coffee at the local grocer. I get it fresh ground, a whole pound at a time, at a grocer. So let me back up. So when I was at this department store, I saw this coffee pot or this French press, and it's called a Bodum, B-O-D-U-M, Bodum coffee pot. It was $10. I thought, well, I'll get it, and we'll see what happens. So I went to a local grocer. We go there every once in a while. It's kind of a yuppie. I'm sorry for that term, but it really is. Whatever. Went to a local grocer called the Fresh Market, and I don't know how much they're around the states. I think it's just states. I had to look that up, but I think they're only in the United States. They might go under a different name, international, but I don't know how many states they're actually in. But we have a few around here. But it's a really nice grocery store. It's expensive, but they do have some really nice stuff. So for a few things, we do go there for some of their produce we get there. And they have really good coffee. They have a really good dark French roast that you can, you know, fresh ground right there at the grocer. And it's wonderful. So purchased the French press, and I went to go get some coffee, and you can grind coffee a multitude of ways. This is the grinder they have there in the store is the typical coffee grinder. It's the big huge thing. You pour it in the top and turn the big huge dial to the way that you want it, and then hit the grind button and off you go, and it pours it into the little paper bag. So for a French press, you really want to use a coarse ground coffee. So like big chunks. You don't want anything really fine because of the way the French press works. If you use something too fine, then it will come through the strainer, and then you get a nasty, you get a mouthful of coffee grounds when you drink the coffee. So, you know, there it is. So you want a coarse ground coffee. So the way that the French press works, you have a glass, looks like a colander, like a glass cylinder. I don't know what you would call. I'm not a chemist, so I don't know what that would what that would be called. So you have a glass jar type of thing, and it has a plunger. So this cap goes down on top of it, and the plunger goes down on the bottom of the plunger. It has a wire mesh, and that's what kind of, well, not kind of, but it does. It pushes the coffee grounds down, and it holds them down so they don't come through to the liquid part. So you're not pouring the coffee grounds into your coffee cup. So look it up. You can kind of see how a coffee press works. It's real simple. If you don't know, that is. So I got the French press, and I got some really nice fresh market French roast coarse ground coffee. Then I had to figure out how to make the coffee. So what I did was, is I went to a local department store again, and I found a Pyrex 4-cup measuring cup. So it's a big, huge measuring cup of Pyrex. It's, you know, Pyrex is kind of a glass that, I mean, you can put the thing in an oven and it doesn't matter. It's really difficult to break this stuff, if it even possible. So found one of those because the French press that I got was a 4-cup French press. So what I do is, and I've kind of had to experiment on the temperature and stuff, but around 200 degrees is where you want the water to be. So you can boil the water or you can microwave it. Personally, I microwave it because it's quicker. I microwave the water until it gets around 200 degrees. And I've found out that where I am in North Carolina, I can set my microwave to about 5.5 minutes. And that Pyrex, that 4-cup measuring cup of water gets to almost 200 degrees. And that's pretty much perfect for me. You don't want the water to be too hot because it will scald the coffee grounds and you get kind of a funky, bitter taste. It's not bad, I guess. I mean, I kind of like bitter and I like really strong coffee. So, you know, it's not that bad for me, I guess, if I get it too hot. It just makes it longer for me to wait. I have to be able to drink it because I got a wimpy mouth, I guess, but whatever. So fill up the Pyrex dish, Pyrex, the measuring cup to about four cups. So I put 4 cups of water in the Pyrex dish, Pyrex measuring cup, heat it up in the microwave for 5.5 minutes. That gets the water to about 200 degrees for me. I take 8 tablespoons of this coarse ground coffee and put it into my French press. Kind of shake it up a little bit so it's kind of evened out. You don't want it want it lumpy on one side, because then when you press it, it kind of doesn't work too well. It's lopsided. So kind of shake it around a little bit. Put your coffee in the French press. Shake it around a little bit until it gets nice and even. Then when your coffee, water gets to about 200 degrees, I'm going to go ahead and pour the whole thing in there. Pour the whole 4 cups into my 4-cup press. And I'm going to let it sit for about 30 to 45 seconds. And apparently this lets the gases and stuff that's inside those coffee beans, it lets them start to escape. And you really get this nice aroma in the kitchen whenever you're making a coffee. It's wonderful. And this is, I forgot what they call it. I have to look that up. But it puts a nice crust. That sounds disgusting, really. But all the coffee grounds come to the top of the water, and it makes this crusty chunk on the top of the water after about 30 to 45 seconds. And I'll take a spoon and I'll kind of easily, break that up and stir up the coffee grounds back into the water for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 seconds or whatever, and just kind of stir it up and just kind of mix the coffee grounds up in the water. And after we do this, the crust has gone off the top. Coffee grounds are nice mixed in there. Now we're going to let it steep. And this steeping is a lot like what you would do with tea. If you drink tea in the tea bags and you just let it sit in the hot water, the coffee starts to expand out into the water. And when you start to stir this, you get this real nice creamy top to the French press. It's really nice, and you get this nice creamy top. It's kind of like if you drink beer, like a stout or something, like a Guinness, or a milk stout, like a Dragon's Milk or something of that nature. If you drink any of those beers and you pour it and you kind of get that nice creamy head, you get this with the French press after you mix it up, mix the coffee grounds up. So mix the coffee grounds into the water and we'll let it sit for about 4 minutes. And this is going to let it steep real nice. So don't, I know it's, you know, there's some time involved here. So you kind of just have to be patient and just let it sit. So after about 4 minutes, you take the plunger and just push it on down all the way to the bottom. Coffee grounds go to the bottom. Water stays at the top. It's nice and creamy. And pour away and have a nice fresh cup of coffee. Now, I personally like strong black coffee, but every once in a while, I do like to put a little creamer in it. Gasp. I know. It's awful. But I don't drink dairy milk, not for any medical reasons or snobbish reasons. I just don't like it. Just don't like the taste. But I do love almond milk, and there is a brand of almond creamer for coffee by a company called Califia. I think that's how you pronounce it, Califia. They make a really good almond milk creamer that I really like. So if you do use creamer, make sure that you put the creamer in the cup first and then pour the hot coffee on top. If you do it the other way around, it tends to scald the milk and you get this filmy nastiness on top of the coffee and, you know, you just ruined your lovely fresh cup of French press coffee. So make sure that you put the creamer in first and then you put the coffee. Enjoy. So just to kind of go over that again, you got your French press, your coarse ground coffee, put your coffee into the French press. Now me, I like strong coffee, like I said, so I'm going to put 8 tablespoons into my French press and heat the water up to about 200 degrees. Not more than that. You don't want it to boil. You just want it nice and hot. After it's about 200 degrees, pour it into the French press real nice and slow so it doesn't spill all over the place. Let it sit for about 30 to 45 seconds and all those coffee grounds are going to rise to the top and make a nice crust. You want that crust. Break up the crust after about 30 to 45 seconds. You're going to break it up and stir the coffee grounds into the water. Nice and even and slow. And after you do that for about 5-10 seconds of stirring, let it sit for 4 minutes. After 4 minutes, put the plunger all the way down and enjoy your nice fresh cup of coffee. So, if you don't use a French press, give it a go. It can't hurt. They are cheap. So, hope this was of some entertaining value to you. And if you haven't recorded a show for HBR, I highly encourage you to do so. Thanks a lot, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at vinrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.